We are here for our official WWE WrestleMania 39 prediction video. 13 matches to talk about between Saturday and Sunday night. Guys, we're not going to waste any time. A lot of predictions ahead. Let's get into this. Before we get into this video, guys, I want to remind you that every single Noah Nation Wrestling video is also available on audio platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and more, linked down below. And if you guys want to support me and also receive a couple of exclusive perks, you become a Noah Nation Wrestling channel member by hitting the join button down below as well. But here we are, man, WrestleMania 39. I feel like we've been hyping up this show, talking about it every single video, basically, for months here on the channel. WrestleMania 39 coming up in just a few days. It's going to be huge. We got 13 matches between Saturday and Sunday night. At the time I'm filming this video, the matches for each night aren't set in stone yet, but I believe it was put out there that those will be revealed between, you know, the next few days before Saturday and Sunday. So all remains to be seen. Obviously, we know a couple of them, but I'm just going to be running down all 13 matches in no particular order. And then, you know, wherever they end up on Saturday and Sunday night is how they end up. But before we get into the matches, a couple of notes here. We, of course, have The Miz hosting WrestleMania. I'm sure that is going to lead to multiple segments on each night. Maybe, you know, that's where we get a Rock appearance or a Stone Cold appearance or somebody big interrupting The Miz on one of the nights and probably laying him out, and you know, it'll just be a big WrestleMania moment. I assume that's where we're heading with that. I also do want to discuss a couple of big names that are involved in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown. Again, this video is being recorded before SmackDown, so I don't know what's going on in the Andre Battle Royal, but we have Bobby Lashley, LA Knight. I want to talk about those two guys. Those are two guys that everybody thought, especially Bobby Lashley, would end up on the WrestleMania card, and Lashley, of course, was supposed to face Bray Wyatt. Those plans fell through for whatever reasons with Bray Wyatt, and now Lashley has found himself in this Battle Royal. I do think there is a possibility that some way, shape, or form in the Battle Royal, we get some kind of Lashley matchup set up for WrestleMania, whether that's Bray Wyatt reappearing on SmackDown and targeting Bobby Lashley. I don't know why he would target him, or whether that's LA Knight being eliminated by Lashley. Knight comes back in, throws Lashley over the top, and then we just get an impromptu match between those guys at WrestleMania. I don't know, but I suspect Bobby Lashley possibly to end up on the WrestleMania card, unless he just wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal as a, hey, here you go, sorry, things fell through, and then he's just not on Mania. All remains to be seen. LA Knight, I could easily see not being in a matchup, but also having a segment similar to The Miz just coming out there to talk, hey, you can't have an LA WrestleMania without LA Knight, yeah, and then, you know, The Rock or Stone Cold or The Undertaker or somebody comes out and interrupts LA Knight, or an NXT guy. That was another idea I threw out in videos recently. Have Bobby Lashley go out there and throw out an open challenge and have whoever loses the Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes matchup at Stand and Deliver answer that challenge, whoever would get called up to the main roster. I think that'd be a great start for one of those guys. All remains to be seen what's going to happen. I just wanted to talk about those guys briefly, so because I do believe there is a chance that one or both of them will end up on the WrestleMania cards. All right, kicking off the matches for WrestleMania, we will start with the match that we know is going to open up things on Saturday night, that being the United States Championship match between Austin Theory and John Cena. This is going to be great, man. I'm happy we're getting this match this year. I know some people don't look at it as a big deal, but obviously it is a big deal. Austin Theory is going to be, whether you like him or not, one of the faces of WWE for years to come. So him having this matchup with John Cena is going to be big for him when we look back 10 years from now in the pivotal moments in elevating Austin Theory's career. When it comes down to it, as much as I am happy to see John Cena back, he is my personal greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. I soak up anytime he's there, because of course we have to. It's very few and far between anymore. I'm happy he's on WrestleMania. I do not see him winning the United States Championship. I think this is a matchup for Austin Theory to defeat John Cena, have that passing of the torch moment, if you will, and Austin Theory gets that big solidified win early on in his career. That's gonna, again, we're gonna look back on 10 years from now and go, that really kickstarted Austin Theory into the main event scene, into the next level in WWE. I do see him retaining the United States Championship at WrestleMania. As cool as it would be for Cena to win the US title and then come out on Raw and issue an open challenge, and we're rewinding the clock to 2015 and he goes on a whole freaking, you know, sprint of matches for weeks at a time, as great as that would be, as cool as that would be, and I would love to see it if that were going to be the case. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this is a one-off match for Cena, and when's the next time we're going to see him? I don't know, no pun intended there, but I do believe Austin Theory will be retaining the United States Championship over John Cena at WrestleMania. Should be a great matchup, especially if it's kicking off WrestleMania on Saturday. You know they're going to go out there and kill it. It's going to be a great one, but my prediction, Austin Theory to retain the United States title over John Cena. And since we talked about the United States Championship match, let's flip things over to SmackDown and talk about the Intercontinental Championship match, Triple Threat, Gunther defending the gold against Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Now, this match, honestly, I think could go literally one of three ways. I think it is a little bit of a toss-up. I think one is a clear-cut winner. One is in second place. I do think we could place them here as to who has the best chances of winning, but I think they're all kind of legit chances of winning, to be perfectly honest. Gunther retaining the title is very much a possibility, man. I could see, because this is a triple threat match, Gunther I don't want to say sneak it away with a victory, but, you know, let's just say they want to save Sheamus winning the Intercontinental title for a one-on-one match with Gunther, so Gunther retains the title here. I do think that's a possibility. Hell, I think McIntyre winning the championship and stealing that moment from Sheamus and possibly leading to a McIntyre heel turn is very possible as well. But I do think best case scenario here, and if Austin Theory, you know, the heel is going to win the United States title or retain the US title, I should say. Well, let's on the flip side have the babyface win. Give Sheamus the moment at WrestleMania. Give him the Intercontinental Championship that he's been searching for, obviously, throughout his career. But since, you know, this whole situation with Gunther kicked off back at Clash of the Castle last year, I think you got to put the title on Sheamus here. You can have him pin Drew McIntyre if you'd like. That way, Gunther doesn't have to take the fall. And this opens up Gunther to possibly be a challenger for Cody Rhodes if and hopefully when he wins the Undisputed Championship on WrestleMania Sunday. And another note here, as I mentioned, Drew McIntyre possibly turning heel after WrestleMania. That could still happen. Sheamus wins the Intercontinental title. We could do a slow burn to McIntyre turning heel. We could get McIntyre versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental title in the UK at Money in the Bank. We could get it at SummerSlam in Detroit. I think those would both be great options to have McIntyre versus Sheamus one-on-one for the Intercontinental title. I think that's a great story you could tell there. But I think it kicks off at WrestleMania. And even though I think, like I said, all three guys have a chance at winning this thing, I do believe it's a little bit of a toss-up. I think there's levels to everybody's opportunity to win, and I think Sheamus is at the top of that level. So I think my prediction for this matchup is going to be Sheamus leaving WrestleMania the Intercontinental Champion. All right, we have the Fatal 4-Way Women's WrestleMania Showcase with Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez taking on Natalya and Shotzi, taking on Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, and then Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler in that fourth spot. I assume both of these WrestleMania Showcase matches are kind of like unannounced, but kind of will play into possible number one contenders post WrestleMania. So if we're looking at it in that aspect, probably Ronda and Shayna, honestly. Like, it doesn't, this is one of those matches that obviously was just somewhat thrown together, just like the men's one, and I'm really looking forward to the men's one, and this one should be good too. You got some good talent in there, but I don't know, I don't see Liv and Raquel thrown together team winning this. I don't see Natalya and Shotzi winning this, another thrown together team. Chelsea and Sonya literally just came together on Monday Night Raw. I know people don't like Ronda Rousey. I'm not her biggest fan either, but Ronda and Shayna winning this kind of makes the most sense, and them going after the tag team championships post-WrestleMania kind of makes the most sense as well. So if I had to make a prediction here, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And just to throw this out there, after WrestleMania, man, can we finally start just solidifying what women are going to be in tag teams? Like, Liv Morgan was teaming up with Tegan Nox back in December, and now she's here with Raquel Rodriguez. I get it, we're just throwing this on to have the women on WrestleMania, more of them I should say, but just we're throwing together tag teams for a tournament and to crown new champions last year, and then for challengers for Damage Control for this. Like, after WrestleMania, I get the teams are all going to be thrown together anyway because you don't have that many women's tag teams, but can we just stick to the thrown together teams that we originally had? Is Liv going to team up with Raquel, or is she going to be with Tegan? You know, I'm just saying, after WrestleMania, just throwing that out there, let's solidify who's going to be with who, whether they're in a tag team or singles, but then they come back together as a team. I would just like to see that, just a little bit more organization, but that's beyond me. Post WrestleMania, we'll see what happens, but at WrestleMania, I'm going to go Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey to win this Women's WrestleMania Showcase. And then on the men's side of things, we have Braun Strowman and Ricochet taking on Alpha Academy, taking on the Street Profits, taking on the Viking Raiders. Now, I'm going to be honest here, again, if we're looking at this as who's possible going to be number one contenders after WrestleMania, regardless of who leaves with the titles, whether it be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn or the Usos. I'm just to run down the teams. I mean, Alpha Academy, I'll be honest, I think they're on their way out as a tag team. I think that's what they've been planting the seeds for Otis to go do his, you know, comedy shtick with the Maximum Male Models. And I think we'll be getting a more serious Chad Gable post WrestleMania, which, listen, I love Alpha Academy, and I think you can still have a serious Chad Gable while having Otis by his side. But even though they've been legit in the ring, they've been tag team champions, they are more of a comedy act together. So if you want to push Chad Gable more seriously, take Otis away, put him in something else, and Gable will be by himself. Especially with King of the Ring coming up, Chad Gable could be a legit contender to win that. I think that'd be huge. So I'm going to take Alpha Academy out of the equation here. Street Profits, I don't think we're heading towards a split. However, they have contested for the tag team titles a lot last year. I mean, they lost to the Usos multiple times. If Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win, I don't see them facing off against the Street Profits. And plus, we've been seeing more Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins singles matches than as teams, if anything. And honestly, if Austin Theory retains the United States Championship, I can easily see Montez Ford contesting against Austin Theory for the U.S. gold, whether that be a Backlash or just an episode of Raw, whatever that may be. And maybe they already planted the seeds for that. Austin Theory has faced both of these guys on Raw in recent weeks in the lead up to his match with John Cena. So I'm going to take the Street Profits, I can't talk today, out of this matchup as well. That leads us to Braun Strowman and Ricochet, and then we also have the Viking Raiders. Honestly, I know this may be like a long shot, and maybe people aren't expecting them to win because they're probably the team with the least heat in this match, but I'm going to go to the Viking Raiders. I think they've been great. I think Triple H loves them. Eric or Ivar, I forget who took the fall in that 8-man tag match on Monday Night Raw, but maybe they took the fall so they can win here. Could be Braun Strowman and Ricochet. You know, they've been a good team together over the last couple of months. However, they did lose to the Usos already. So if we're going fresh matchups here, possibly for post-WrestleMania for tag team titles, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to pick the Viking Raiders. And I think that's the least team in this matchup that people are probably going to pick. Probably the least popular team, even though I think they're great. But I think Triple H is going to start elevating these guys slowly but surely after WrestleMania. And I could easily see that kicking off at WrestleMania. So I do think that's a little bit of a long shot. Eric and Ivar winning this matchup when you look at the other teams. Probably one of the babyface teams will pick up the win, if I'm being honest. But I'm going to go Viking Raiders, man. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'd love to see them versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, for the tag team titles post-WrestleMania. So we'll see if that happens. But I'm going Viking Raiders to win the men's WrestleMania showcase. We got the six-woman tag team matchup, Damage Control versus Trish Stratus, as well as the women's tag team champions, Becky Lynch and Lita. I gotta be honest, I think Damage Control's taking this one here, and if they don't, then they definitely just need to disband and break up at the WrestleMania, because my god, are they just a bunch of losers. But I could easily see them winning, and then Trish turning on Becky and Lita after this matchup, as it's been rumored. Now, you can still have that turn after they won, possibly, but Becky and Lita, Trish, they fall to Damage Control. That finally gives Damage Control a little bit of legitimacy if they're going to stay together. Trish has a reason now to turn on Becky Lynch and Lita. You've been stealing the spotlight. I've been in the background of this team ever since you guys won the tag team titles. You guys only won the tag team titles because I was there. Now we go into WrestleMania, and one of, you know, whoever it is, Becky or Lita, can take the fall. Trish is pissed. She turns on, you know, the team, and then we lead up to Trish versus Becky one-on-one at SummerSlam, possibly even having Trish versus Lita one-on-one before then, which would be freaking insane to say we would get that match possibly in 2023. I still think the babyfaces could win here, and you can have that same result. However, again, I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Damage Control picks up the victory in this six-woman tag team matchup. I think they could use it, and, you know, again, if they lose, then please just disband them and break them up after WrestleMania, because they got no heat on them. They got no legitimacy. But if we win here at WrestleMania, then maybe we can start that conversation. But I'm going to go Damage Control to win in this six-woman tag. We got Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins taking place on Saturday night. This possibly may steal the weekend. I'm going to be perfectly honest, this may be the best matchup of WrestleMania weekend. I can honestly see that happening. I'm sure they're going to tear the house down. Whether you like Logan Paul, hate Logan Paul, love Logan Paul, every time he has been in a WWE ring, it has been great. And now put him in there with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, I mean, it's a recipe for show stealer, man. It is a recipe for show stealer. But as for the result of the matchup, I think Seth Rollins needs to pick up this victory here. Seth Rollins, he has been a guy who over the last couple of years has taken a lot of losses, a lot of big losses in his rivalries. You know, obviously lost 3 times last year to Cody Rhodes. How many times did he put Austin Theory over? You know, was US champ for a short bit last year, lost it again to Austin Theory. Rollins needs a big win. He deserves a big win at WrestleMania. Logan Paul, you know, I don't know if he's going to be sticking around. You know, his contract is inevitably up, or apparently, I can't talk again today, at WrestleMania. I'm sure he'll re-sign and come back and do some more matches, but since that's not on the table, since we don't know the next time we're going to see Logan Paul, I think you should give Seth Rollins the win here, and especially because there's rumors about Seth Rollins possibly challenging for the Undisputed Championship at Backlash in May. You can't go into that matchup with a loss to Logan Paul at WrestleMania, so I think Seth Rollins, clear cut, should win this matchup, but it should be great, man, and especially Logan Paul's had the momentum going into this matchup for the majority of the feud. Again, knocked Seth Rollins out twice, yada, 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 you guys know the story. I think Rollins needs to get his comeback, his comeuppance, his payback, if you will, at WrestleMania, defeat Logan Paul. And yes, I would love to see Seth Rollins in that Undisputed Championship hunt, in any championship hunt, but specifically for the world titles after WrestleMania. It's been a long time coming. He deserves it. it, but it starts at WrestleMania by defeating Logan Paul in what should be a show stealer of a matchup for the entire weekend. All right, next up, we have a match that I am very much looking forward to. Dominic versus Rey, the battle of the Mysterios, father versus son. Now, I'm going to be honest. Before we get to the predictions, we got to talk about this rivalry, man. This story from Clash of the Castle all the way till now has been executed to perfection. And if you guys remember, I think it was my Clash of the Castle prediction video that I made right here on the channel. I remember talking about in that video, like, I don't know, Dominic turning on Rey. I don't know how believable it is, how much they're going to sell it. Is it going to be good? And I remember being like, listen, if it happens, Triple H is writing the show now, so I'll give it a chance. And then, of course, it happened. And week after week, month after month, Dominic has just gotten better and better and better. He is a phenomenal chicken shit heel. He plays his job to perfection. And the build-up to Rey Mysterio finally clocking this guy in the head on SmackDown last week, just phenomenal, man. This build has been awesome. This story has been incredible. And I honestly don't even think it's going to end at WrestleMania. And that'll kind of lead me into my prediction video. This is the whole prediction video. Into my prediction for the matchup. There we go. But I could honestly see this match going either way, but I think I'm going out on a limb again, man. I think I'm going against some of the favorites here for one reason or another, whatever that may be. Maybe I'm just feeling different today, but I'm going to pick Rey Mysterio. And I think a lot of people are going to pick Dominic for this matchup because it just seems like, you know, yeah, put Dominic over in his first big WrestleMania match against Rey, this, that, and the other. But I think you can get more longevity out of this story. You could really probably get it either way, but I think Rey defeating Dominic, feeling like, all right, I finally put Dominic aside. I taught him a lesson. I got it out of me. You know, I feel better. And Dominic, you know, he's going to be like, nah, I'm not going to let you live that down. Not only did you hit me, you piece of deadbeat father, you know, and then you beat me at WrestleMania, like, Dominic's going to come after Rey. He's going to want round two with Rey Mysterio. And I honestly think you could stretch this feud, slow simmer, obviously, and you got to break him apart for a little bit, but you could stretch this feud and have Dominic versus Rey again at WrestleMania 40 if you wanted to. And that's thinking long term, obviously. That's maybe could be Rey Mysterio's actual retirement matchup, because it's clear it's not going to happen here. I believe another interview just came out this week, I should say, with Rey Mysterio saying he's not hanging up until 50, and I don't believe he's 50 till next year or something like that after WrestleMania 40. I'm not exactly sure. So I could easily see him hanging it up next year at WrestleMania 40, and if that's the case, Rey could win here. You could split these guys apart in the draft, assuming we get a draft after WrestleMania, and then you can literally reignite this feud next January, Royal Rumble time. And Dominic's just like, no, I can't live with this fact that you beat me at WrestleMania, you embarrassed me. You know what? Screw it. We're doing it again this year, and it's mask versus hair, or it's retirement match for Rey. That's obviously, again, thinking long term, we don't know if that's going to happen. This could be a one-off matchup, and then these guys never touch again. Or this could be the start of a feud that's going to go out, you know, throughout the summer. We're going to get multiple Dominic and Rey matches throughout these next couple of months. All remains to be seen. But I think for WrestleMania, I think Rey beating Dominic, teaching him a lesson, and then Dominic coming back for more because he got embarrassed at WrestleMania is the way to go. So my prediction, Rey Mysterio defeats Dominic at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar versus Omos, a match I'm looking forward to. I know not everybody's looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be honest. Listen, we know what we're probably going to get. It's probably going to be 5 minutes of hit you, hit me, F5 German, Omos slant, whatever. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be great. Remains to be seen, but I'm looking forward to this matchup. I've honestly enjoyed the promos that we've had leading up. I think it's been a solid build for an Omos versus Lesnar match. But who's gonna win? I'll be honest, part of me wants to see Omos go over. I'd love to see him get the win over Brock Lesnar, but I don't think it's gonna happen. I think Brock F5ing Omos is gonna be the big moment at WrestleMania. We'll be talking about it for years to come when WWE uploads, you know, those top 30, top 50 WrestleMania moments videos every year. Next year, Brock Lesnar F5ing Omos will be in one of those videos, and it will be followed by Brock Lesnar getting the victory over Omos. So as much as I honestly personally would love to see Omos get this victory, I think it'd be huge for him. I'm going to go ahead and put the safe bet here. I've been going out on a limb for a couple of these predictions, but I'm going to take the safe bet here that Brock Lesnar defeats Omos. Personally, I hope I'm wrong. That's nothing against Brock. I would just love to see Omos get the victory. So I hope I'm wrong. But again, safe bet, I'm going to predict Brock Lesnar defeats Omos at WrestleMania. Another matchup that I am greatly looking forward to this weekend, Hell in a Cell, Edge versus the Demon, Finn Balor, man. Finally, the Demon is coming back. And he's going to be, first time during the Judgment Day run, that he's going to be donning the demon gimmick. So is it going to be purple instead of red? It's probably going to look pretty sick either way. But this match is going to be great, man. Obviously, we've had reports this week of the old Hell in a Cell coming back. So no more hideous red cell. We're getting the old silver back. Love to see it. Edge and Finn, WrestleMania. I know some people thought, the feud's going on too long. They shouldn't stretch it to WrestleMania. I'm all for it. I think it makes the most sense to end it at WrestleMania. What possibly may be Edge's final WrestleMania in that in itself. I hope he goes another year, but all remains to be seen. But just to branch off that and just to talk about the result, I think this is go either way. I mean, it makes sense for Edge to get the victory here. You know, Finn won the I Quit match at Extreme Rules, so Edge winning this rivalry to finally beat Finn Balor to end things with the Judgment Day does make sense. However, Finn's rocking the Demon, man, and I know the Demon has been beaten before, but at the same time, man, this would be a huge win for Finn. And imagine, I know we've said it with Gunther, I think I might have said it with somebody else in this video, or no, I said it in my Bell to Bell podcast on Monday, which you guys can go check out on the cards about if Robert Roode comes back. But if Cody Rhodes wins the Undisputed Championship, man, we really got a solid list of heel contenders that we have not seen in the championship picture for several years or have never seen in that picture because Roman's been champ. But if Cody wins the Undisputed title, he's going to have a solid list of heel guys to go after. Gunther, LA Knight, Robert Roode, Finn Balor could be one of those people. I'd love to see Finn versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Championship. And again, that doesn't need to happen anytime soon, but Finn winning at WrestleMania could certainly put him in that number one contender stratosphere. And again, if this is Edge's last WrestleMania, I'm sure Edge is the guy who would love to put over Finn Balor on the grand stage of them all. I think storyline-wise, it makes sense for Edge to be the victor here and end this Judgment Day thing once and for all. But I'm going to go ahead and say the Demon Finn Balor picks up this win, man. I think it does more for Finn than it does for Edge. And I think it doesn't matter either way. It's not like Finn's going to be hurt by the loss if Edge, you know, defeats him at WrestleMania. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world. I just personally think, you know, you got somebody in Finn Balor who could possibly get tested against Cody Rhodes after WrestleMania. He's bringing back the Demon. I think Finn's got a little bit more going for him in this victory opposed to Edge. And again, if it is Edge's last WrestleMania, what a way to go out putting Finn Balor over inside Hell in a Cell. So my prediction is going to be the Demon Finn Balor defeats Edge inside Hell in a Cell. All right, we will move on to the Raw Women's Championship match. Bianca Belair defending against Asuka. I will say, man, I wish I was a little bit more excited for this matchup. I think the build was not what it should have been. I think there definitely was some laziness in here, or just some lack of creativity. I don't know what it was. I don't think the build will hinder the execution of the matchup. I don't think it's going to be that, you know, drastic. However, I do wish we would have got more of an excitement leading up to this matchup, because that has hindered my personal excitement, and I'm sure others feel the same way about Asuka versus Bianca this weekend. Like, I personally feel after Asuka came back at the Royal Rumble, rocking a new look, won the Elimination Chamber matchup, I thought definitely turn her heel in the lead up to WrestleMania to go against, you know, the epic babyface in Bianca Belair. That obviously didn't happen. We've gotten, you know, can they coexist storylines on Monday Night Raw, which we've seen a million times. So it is what it is, man. I'm not saying Asuka can't turn heel. Maybe they could do it after WrestleMania. Hell, they could do it at WrestleMania, but I just wish we would have got a little bit more excitement leading up to the matchup itself. But as for the result of this matchup, I think Asuka needs to go over here, man. I know Bianca's been champion for a year this weekend. She won the title last year at WrestleMania, and I think a lot of people do think she will go past that 1 year mark and kind of be that, you know, whether it's Roman Reigns or John Cena in 2007, you know, continuing to go on that run as the Raw Women's Champion. But it's not Bianca herself. I don't know what it is, but just there's not that excitement there like there was a year ago. And I think it's just time to mix something up with Bianca, even if it's just as simple as she drops a title here and she moves to SmackDown in an upcoming draft. Something just needs to change with Bianca. She's been kind of working the same people, doing the same shtick, and I just think it's time to mix it up. And I think having a fresh champion on Raw would be good for the overall division. So I'm going Asuka to defeat Bianca Belair. I think it is the right move for the Raw Women's Championship. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Bianca retains the title, and that's nothing against her. I'm not saying I don't want to see her continue to be champion. I just think it'd be better for her and everyone's overall perception of her if we just mix some things up with her. And again, whether it's a move to SmackDown, whatever that may be, but I think Asuka winning the championship here is the right way to go. So I'm going Asuka to defeat Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's title. We will jump to the SmackDown Women's Championship matchup, Royal Rumble match winner Rhea Ripley taking on Charlotte Flair. You want to talk about mixing things up, getting some fresh fresh faces on top of the division. Rhea Ripley needs to win this matchup against Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And honestly, you already got somebody lined up for her to face if Bianca loses the Raw Women's Championship and jumps to SmackDown. Rhea versus Bianca for the SmackDown Women's Championship would be freaking great. You can build that up, have it happen at SummerSlam, Ford Field in Detroit. I think that'd be great. I know we're talking past WrestleMania, but to focus back on this weekend, I know Charlotte Flair's only had the title for a couple of months, but she's been the champion 14 times. We have seen her in this spot over and over again. And to give her a little bit of a credit here, I do think babyface Charlotte, you guys have heard me say this in the past, I do think babyface Charlotte is a lot more tolerable than heel Charlotte. I haven't not been enjoying what she's been doing over the last couple of months. At the same time, it's not really doing anything for me. Rhea Ripley's time is now. She has improved greatly. She has had the best year of her main roster career since joining Judgment Day. She won the Royal Rumble, finished the story, no pun intended. We're about to talk about Cody Rhodes soon, but Rhea needs to finish her story at WrestleMania by defeating Charlotte Flair and becoming the SmackDown Women's Champion. No doubt about it. That's what needs to happen. And I hope that's what does happen. So my prediction, Rhea Ripley walking out of WrestleMania, the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Two more matches to go. We will kick it off with the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match. The Usos defending against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. We have been calling for this matchup since the fall, and it is absolutely happening this weekend. Hopefully, this is the main event of WrestleMania Saturday. We also have Charlotte versus Rhea possibly in that spot as well. We'll see what ends up main eventing on Saturday night. I assume we're going to find out, like I said, at the top of this video in the coming days. But as for the result of this matchup, honestly, whether Roman Reigns wins, whether Cody Rhodes wins, if we take that title match out of the equation and just look at this tag team match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn need to win here, man. Usos, it's not like they're about to near 1,000 days like Roman Reigns is as champions. They've had their run. They've beaten a lot of people. Again, fresh, new, post-WrestleMania. It's time to mix things up. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is the culmination to this story against Jay and Jimmy. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn need to leave WrestleMania as the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. And earlier in this video, I already set up them versus the Viking Raiders post-WrestleMania. I think that'd be a banger matchup. But obviously, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos. I'm sure this won't be the only time they wrestle. Maybe we'll get a rematch at Backlash. All remains to be seen. But as for this weekend, it just makes the most sense in the world. I can't see the Usos defeating Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It just doesn't make sense to me. I saw some people even throw out the idea that Kevin Owens doesn't trust Sami Zayn and maybe Kevin Owens is going to turn on Sami Zayn. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think that'd be a dumb decision to make. I think the absolute right decision here is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn winning the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. So that's absolutely what needs to happen. That is my pick. Let's move on to the main event. And in the main event, the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship on the line, Royal Rumble match winner Cody Rhodes, champion Roman Reigns. We have talked long and hard about this matchup on multiple occasions, on multiple videos. You guys already know, if you've been keeping up with the content, where my heart is for the result of this matchup. And my heart, my prediction, what I want to see happen is Cody Rhodes leaving WrestleMania as the new champion. As I've talked about multiple times in this video, as I've talked about in other videos, it's time for a fresh start. It's time for somebody new at the top of Monday Night Raw, the top of Friday Night SmackDown, split the titles, all that jazz. I want Cody leaving WrestleMania, solidifying a new star, a new year for WWE. However, we're talking about Roman Reigns here, the guy who is nearing 1,000 days as champion. Now, I'm in the boat, as other people have stated. 1,000 days to me, it's just a number. Who cares? You know, he's already had the title for 900 bajillion days, whatever it is. All right, I get it. But what 1,000 days? We're going to disrupt everything for 1,000 days. And maybe that's not because, maybe Roman isn't necessarily possibly winning this matchup just because of 1,000 days. Maybe they just want to have Cody lose here, go through that adversity that some people think he hasn't gone through, just to come back and win the title at SummerSlam. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. It's not like Cody, as he said in his promo on Monday Night Raw, coincidentally enough, it's not like this is his first time around. He's been undefeated this last year, yes, but he's also spent how many years? Almost 10 in the WWE prior to this. It's not like this is his first rodeo. He's gone through his adversity. He doesn't need to lose just to win again. And let's be honest, I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see Roman walk into WrestleMania, defeat Cody Rhodes just to have the rematch at SummerSlam and Cody wins there. Because let's be real, it ain't going to hit the same. Oh, well, Cody, he did it at WrestleMania, or excuse me, did it at SummerSlam, but he also lost. at WrestleMania. It's not going to have that same impact, that same moment as if Cody Rhodes just defeats him first time out. And I don't care how we get there, man. There's a lot of possibilities in this matchup. Jey Uso turning on Roman Reigns. The Usos and Solo Sikoa flat out just helping Roman Reigns win the title. And it's just all out chaos and Roman cheats to win or it's not a clean victory. There's a million different situations here, you know, that we could talk about, whether that's with Roman winning, with Cody winning, all that jazz. But at the end of the day, what I believe should happen, what I believe needs to happen, is Cody Rhodes leaving WrestleMania first try, defeating Roman Reigns and becoming the new undisputed champion. And they can run the rematch at Backlash or run the rematch at SummerSlam. I don't care. You can do the match again, but first time around is Cody Rhodes leaving the champion. That is exactly what should happen. If Roman Reigns wins on Sunday night, retains the gold, I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to sit here and bitch about it, but I will definitely feel a little bit disappointing. And I'll be optimistic as to, all right, let's just see what happens from here. Is Cody going to defeat Roman at Backlash in a triple threat matchup? Sure, Backlash is going to be a big show in Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny's going to be there, but it's not WrestleMania. It's not the first time around. Cody losing to Roman Reigns just to eventually beat Roman Reigns is not going to hit the same as if he just beats Roman first time out. So we could sit here and talk about this all day. I'll go back and forth with anybody. I do feel that there is a great chance of Roman Reigns winning and retaining the championship here, but my prediction, as I've already mentioned, is Cody Rhodes winning and becoming the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. But that'll do it, guys. All 13 matches done in the books. Predictions are in for WrestleMania 39. I am very excited for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night. Between both nights, overall, is looking like possibly, in my opinion, one of the best WrestleManias of all time. And I don't want to overhype it, don't want to, you know, build it up to be what it's not going to be, but I think the potential's there and it's just time to deliver, man. And we'll see what, you know, what happens. Obviously, results play into that. Match quality plays into that. Obviously, I'm sure it's going to be a spectacle. The stage for the show has already leaked a little bit. Not the clearest pictures in the world, but it's looking like it's going to be a grandiose time. So hopefully WrestleMania 39, like I mentioned, does end up being one of the greatest of all time. Triple H's first WrestleMania, and I think after next year, as long as he's still writing the show, we could be looking at WrestleMania 40 having that same sentiment after a full year of Triple H creative. Remains to be seen, but this weekend's going to be great. Leave your guys' predictions for every single match down below in the comments, and yes, I will be here. I don't know what exactly we're going to be doing, if I'm going to do one video on, you know, Saturday night into Sunday, Sunday night into Monday, or I'll just wait till Monday and do one big video on WrestleMania, but there will be reviews and thoughts, or just one review video. There will be post-WrestleMania content is what I'm trying to say. So I hope you guys enjoy WrestleMania. Definitely go follow me on Twitter and Instagram at NoNationVlogs to keep up with my thoughts throughout the weekend. And I will see you guys soon in the next video. Peace.